Hello? Yeah, there you go. Wicked. Well, about an hour later than we should be, but here we are, Sil FM, over to Taiwan.
Okay, it's November the 1st, and on tonight's show we have Patricide. Unfortunately, Techno Bitchfucker couldn't be here because of something coming up, and unfortunately these kind of mixes, we tried to download them, but unfortunately that wasn't to be. But what we do have is we've got a deadly bit of pre-recorded mix, which we'll play at the end, and our first act of the evening is Ryom. They're a London-based duo comprising of Tom and Rio, and they've turned up with a huge wealth of kind of equipment. And so, did you want to speak about something before starting, or would you rather just get stuck into it now? Okay, they just want to get on with it. I think they're fed up with waiting around. I think we all are. So here's Ryom.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that was Ryom on LFM. They're just coming over here. Just first of all, we just want to apologise for the problems we had. We ended up starting an hour late because tonight seems to be the night where everything's gone wrong. We used to have that happen all the time, but things have been fine for a while, but now things are back on track and breaking all the time. So that's the reason why. Okay, someone get Iron Ashtray. Okay, so thank you. Thanks for that. But so, first of all, would you mind sort of telling us a bit about your kind of background and kind of how you came to do what you do?
Well, I think we found ourselves in a position where we wanted to make noise. We wanted to make noise, like electronically or with instruments, with anything, and. The obvious things that we started were guitars and feedback loops from the equipment we had left over from playing in bands, I guess.
Just, so what kind of do you come from? Sort of like a band kind of background originally.
Got kind of a varied background. I mean, we both did music degrees in composition, but we played in bands, all sorts. I played lots of different instruments, so kind of come from quite a varied perspective, really.
So obviously, the people at home can't really kind of see kind of what you're using. So, what's the actual kind of ingredients of your setup?
Well, we've kind of got a parallel setup where we both feed into a central mixer. We both have got a guitar. I've got an acoustic guitar, and Rio's got an electric, which are fed into a couple of kind of loops of effects. We can feed those loops back. We can feed the guitars across to each other, and then we've got a couple of computers as well with samples we've recorded. We're just playing with those samples, and sometimes adding synths and sometimes beats. And basically, each part of our setup can be fed into any other part, pretty much. So it's quite flexible.
Is that Reactor you're using?
No, I was using Reason with some samples that I recorded into it.
Cool. So do you have anything upcoming in the for gigs wise or release wise or anything like that?
Yeah. So we might have a gig in Brighton with a Spirit of Gravity, but we're not sure yet. We have to.
And if people
yes.
want to find out more?
Well, if people want to find out more, they should visit our website, which is ry-om.net, ryom.net. And you're very welcome to join our mailing list. And there's always space for more people to find out, if they want to find out about these things. And we should have a release with a Portuguese label called Creative Sources, and they specialize mainly in instrumental improv, and quite different aesthetically from free improv, but more towards the tasteful side of free improv. So that's why we're going to record with them. No. Well, no, that's it. I'm surprised they're letting us in on this act. We're not really like that at all. But I guess we appeal to a wide audience, wide range of people.
Some noise.
Yes, they're lacking some noise, so they want some dirty electronic, grungy sounds. Hopefully. But yeah, so that should be coming. Well, we need to record it first, and then after we record it, and after we think it's all great, and they think it's great, hopefully it'll be coming out on Creative Sources Recording. Okay, thanks.
Well, thank you very much for that. So if you want to find out more, go to ry-om.com, was it hyphen?
.net,
sorry. ry-om.net. Hyphen. You can say dash or hyphen, either way.